Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers had a big day in Chicago, taking a day-night doubleheader against the Chicago Cubs, winning the opener 6-5, even though Giovanni Gallardo had to leave the game in the fifth inning with a hamstring injury. That's when the Cubs scored five runs off Gallardo and John Axford to grab the lead, but the Brewers answered with four runs in the seventh inning. Chris Davis, a pinch-hit three-run home run. Gene Segura, who also went deep, hit the go-ahead RBI double, and the Brewers hang on for the victory. In the nightcap, again, the Cubs had a late lead, but the Brewers rally with Jeff Bianchi delivering a two-out, two-run single for the 3-2 lead in the top of the ninth.
That's what's great about this game. Get a chance in the bottom of the ninth to kind of redeem myself a little bit from a couple mistakes early on in the game. And painted with two strikes in the outside corner there last at bat, and was able to bat a little bit, and he ended up kind of leaving one out over in the middle of the plate, and I was just able to turn on it, react on it, and, you know, kind of got through there.
Juan Francisco also homered for the Brewers. Jim Henderson saved both games. He now has 14 on the season, and the Brewers sweep the doubleheader. They send Willie Peralta against Edwin Jackson in the series finale at Wrigley Field on Wednesday night. Also taking a doubleheader sweep were the Pittsburgh Pirates over the St. Louis Cardinals, winning 2-1 in 11 innings on Alex Presley's walk-off RBI single, and then taking the nightcap 6-0, Andrew McCutchen with a two-run home run. The Pirates improved to 64-42, best record in all of baseball, and manager Clint Hurdle's Bucks now lead the NL Central by a game and a half over the Cards.
You've got two of the better teams in the league playing and doing things that we've been able to do, things they've been able to do. Pitching was extremely good today, outstanding defense all over the place. And as we've tried to script up throughout the season, we score one more run than the other team.
Elsewhere in the National League, Phillies beat the Giants 7-3. The Mets get by the Marlins 4-2 in 10 innings. Zach Wheeler took a no-hitter into the seventh. John Buck with a two-run single in the top of the 10th. The Atlanta Braves scored six runs in the fourth inning to rout Colorado 11-3. Braves now with a 10-game lead in the NL East. San Diego doubles up the slumping Cincinnati Reds 4-2. In the American League, Baltimore beat Houston 4-3. Chris Davis with his first home run of the second half, his 38th of the season, to lead the majors. Cleveland over the White Sox 7-4. As the Tribe has won six in a row. Boston beat Seattle by an 8-2 count. Rangers outslugged the Angels 14-11 in 10 innings. Leonis Martin with a walk-off three-run home run. Kansas City made it seven in a row, beating Minnesota 7-2. Toronto shut out Oakland 5-0. Interleague play had the Tigers beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. Alex Avila with a grand slam home run off Steven Strasburg.
When you're facing a guy like Strasburg, you may get one pitch all game to maybe do something with. And when you get it, sometimes you hit it, sometimes you foul it off, and you're battling there. So I just, happen to stay through it.
And the Dodgers beat the Yankees 3-2. Mark Ellis with a two-out RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. St. Louis Cardinals, after they were swept in that doubleheader, say Yadier Molina may be headed to the 15-day disabled list with a right knee injury. He's one of the leading hitters in the National League. And it's the trade deadline Wednesday in Major League Baseball, and there were a couple of moves made on Tuesday. The Chicago White Sox send right-handed veteran Jake Peavy to the Boston Red Sox in a three-team, seven-player deal. The Red Sox will trade infielder Jose Iglesias to the Detroit Tigers, while outfielder Fasail Garcia heads from Detroit to Chicago. Peavy, widely viewed as one of the top trade chips prior to the deadline. Boston also sends minor leaguers J.B. Wendelken, Frank Monison, Cleelius Rondon to Chicago in the deal, while acquiring pitcher Brian Villarreal from the Detroit Tigers. Brian Wilson is heading to Los Angeles. The free agent reliever, big part of the San Francisco Giants World Series title, heading to the Los Angeles Dodgers. In minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers pounded out 12 hits, but still lost on the road at Kane County 4-2. In the Northwoods League, the Green Bay Bullfrogs took a pair from Wilmer 10-9 to finish a suspended game from Monday and winning the regular game 8-5, scoring four runs in the first inning. The Langsdorf League Championship Series getting underway in Kenosha, and Kenosha beat the Sheboygan A's 6-1, scoring all six runs in the fourth inning. The A's were held to just four singles until they scored a run in the top of the ninth. Chad Langley with an RBI single. Game two of the best of three championship series will be at Wildwood Park at 7:30 on Thursday night. The Milwaukee Bucks continue to overhaul their roster, signing Brandon Jennings to a three-year, $24 million contract, but then in a sign-and-trade deal, sent Jennings to the Detroit Pistons for guard Brandon Knight, forward Chris Middleton, and center Vyacheslav Kravtsov. In other news, the Bucks signed their number one draft choice, the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo, to a contract, and also signed free agent guard Gary Neal. Green Bay Packers continuing their training camp on Tuesday, coming back after a day off on Monday, and head coach Mike McCarthy had the players go through a very physical practice, several one-on-one drills spiced up the day.
Particularly early in training camp, it's very important to see your young guys go against the older guys, and also to get everybody get used to sticking their face in there, you know, and playing with proper leverage and hitting their targets. And at the end of the day, there's going to be one-on-ones. You have to beat the one-on-ones.
General Manager Ted Thompson held his first press conference of training camp and looked over the roster and says it's going to be interesting to see the battles all summer.
Well, we've felt good about the competition level in years past, but I do think this year there's a lot of guys that are vying for the 53-man roster, and I think they have legitimate chances.
Thompson also touched on the possibility of a celebration honoring Brett Favre. There's been some thawing in the relationship over the past several months, and Ted says he'd like to see it happen.
I think it's wonderful. Again, we're talking about this place and what it means to people and the fans and stuff. I think it's wonderful, and surely, like a lot of people said, Mark Murphy and other people in the organization said that this is going to happen, you know, and there will be a Brett coming back kind of thing, and get his due honors as he should.
Another NFL note, the Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Percy Harvin, their prize acquisition for the Minnesota Vikings this offseason, confirmed on his Twitter account he will undergo hip surgery, and it will keep him out of action perhaps 3 to 4 months. The pride of Plover, Wisconsin, Joe Pavelski, signed a contract extension with the San Jose Sharks, 5 years, $30 million. And the Green Bay Phoenix women's basketball program has received a commitment from another local product, head coach Kevin Borseth, extending a scholarship offer to Lakin James from Okano High School. 5'9 senior to be led the Blue Devils to the sectional championship last season, averaging over 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.